Imagine yourself as a preschooler. You are taken out of the classroom by a kindly psychological researcher who has treats. You are given a choice. The researcher asks you if you would like one treat now or two treats in 20 minutes. Your options sit before you on a table. One plate with one treat and one plate with two treats. You are left alone. You are asked to ring a bell if you cannot control your craving for the allotted time, but then you'll only get one treat. Or you can wait the 20 minutes without eating anything, and then you can savor two treats. What would you do? This psychological test actually occurred. It is widely known as the marshmallow test, since marshmallows were often the treat. Dr. Walter Michel was a psychologist behind the study when it was first administered in the 1960s. Its purpose was to measure self-control and to determine why some children were good at delaying eating the treat while others were not. Michel's marshmallow test famously led to a new idea about what a person's willpower may indicate. What is that makes waiting possible? Since he conducted the first marshmallow test in the 1960s, Michel was able to track some of the children as they grew older. In 1981, he sent out a questionnaire to their parents and teachers. The subjects were now in high school. Michel asked the parents and teachers what they thought about the subject's ability to think ahead, to plan, and to deal with problems. Michel also asked for the results of the subject's SAT scores. The SAT is a standardized exam that is often used for college admissions. Michel discovered a pattern. The subjects who could not delay eating the marshmallow as children were more likely to have problems controlling their behavior. Dealing with stress was reportedly more difficult for them. They had a harder time paying attention, and their SAT scores were lower. On average, the children who could wait 20 minutes to eat the marshmallow scored 210 points higher on the SAT than the children who ate the marshmallow right away. Michel continued tracking the subjects through life. Between the ages of 27 and 33, those who waited to eat the marshmallow were in better physical shape. They achieved their goals more easily and were better at dealing with frustration and stress. Today, after conducting the marshmallow test many times over the years, Michel believes his study indicates a different kind of willpower than was first thought. The test is not so much about the inability to resist a treat, but about the desire to achieve. In fact, Michel reports that some of the children who were able to wait the 20 minutes still didn't eat their reward. They asked to take it home to show a parent what they accomplished. Michel's achievement theory was further supported when plastic poker chips were used instead of an edible snack, with similar results. Some children got one poker chip to keep, but if they could wait 20 minutes, they got to take home two. Critics of Michel's conclusions believe the marshmallow test actually gauges trust. A 2012 study at the University of Rochester showed that whether children ate the marshmallow depended on their ability to trust that the psychologist would, after 20 minutes, deliver the big reward. The results of the Rochester study show that children whose tests were administered by trustworthy psychologists waited about 4 times longer to eat the marshmallow than children whose doctors behaved unreliably. The Rochester study concludes that the marshmallow test indicates not only willpower, but also the children's confidence in the adults around them. However, Michel believes that the nature of the Rochester study differs from his own. Michel agrees that trust is a giant factor in the decisions children make when dealing with adults. That is why, in Michel's study, every child got to know the researcher who administered their test. They played together in a playroom before the study began. In addition, all 3 of the marshmallows were left with the child after the researcher left the room. While the Rochester study made trust an issue for children to consider, Michel constructed his study so that trust was not a factor. If it is hard to imagine yourself at age 4 resisting a tasty marshmallow for 20 minutes, don't feel bad. The average time that it took for a child's willpower to break was 3 minutes. Only about 30% could make it through the battle of resistance.